down this road before, and boy, five to go, and you got to win games. What's it like from your viewpoint?
It's fun. I mean, this is time of year, you know, when you want to be playing for something. So we just got to embrace it and just enjoy it and try to be as loose as possible. But, you know, we realize we hold our own destiny.
Is there a key when you play a team that's sort of out of it? How do you approach that?
I mean, you can't. Right now, we can't worry about, you know, who we're playing. We just know that we have to win. You know, those are the toughest games because you know, a lot of times when you're playing teams that are out of it, you know, those guys have nothing to lose. You know, they're going out there and you know, they're playing hard. Some of those, you know, some of those guys are young on other team and they're playing for next year. So that makes it almost tougher because they're loose.
You look at the second half, and the run differential is only -7. There's so many close games. Do you look back and say, boy, we lost some really tough games when you get to the point where you got to win one?
I mean, I can't lie to you and say that, you know, I haven't thought about that. But right now, we can't think about that. We, you know, we're in the predicament that we're in. So, you know, that's not going to do us any good. That's a waste of energy by, you know, trying to think back if we would have won maybe two out of those games that we, you know, we didn't win. So we just got to worry about the five that's in front of us and starts with tonight.
All right. Now, scoreboard watching. You're pretty close to the scoreboard. You got a good view of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm always looking at the scoreboard. You know, as long as we're winning, you know, as long as we're winning, it doesn't matter what the scoreboard says. You know, if we're winning, then it's usually when we're not winning when I'm, you know, looking at the scoreboard.
I hadn't had the chance to ask you about Jose Fernandez, and of course, you were in the East last year with Miami, of course, and with Washington. Just some of your thoughts about that. I know a lot was on TV today.
Yeah. You know, him and I, you know, from the same city. You know, he's originally from Cuba, but he defected and came over to Tampa. I think when he was a sophomore in high school, and I remember his senior year, I got an opportunity to go watch him play at his high school. You know, his name was buzzing around Tampa. He was called the Cuban kid. That's what everybody kept saying. We got to go check out the Cuban kid. And he was playing my alma mater, and I got a chance to go watch him play. And I remember, I'll never forget, you know, he just dominated the game. You know, I'm not sure how many struck out, but I don't remember seeing anybody make good contact. And then he got up to the plate and hit a home run straight away center. And then eventually he ended up getting drafted. And then 2 years later, he was in the big leagues, and I was facing him. So, and then a couple years after that, you know, because I hit at his alma mater during the offseason. I ran into him a few times. And so it was just a tragic death, obviously, for his family, you know, for the game of baseball. You know, it really just makes you just appreciate life and, you know, just live life a different way. You know, we're all young, especially in this game, and you start to, you know, you realize that, you know, nothing's promised, and, you know, just cherish these moments that you have.
Very well said. I didn't know that. All right, a little back to baseball just a little bit. Chatter on the bench. Is the bench any different when you get to the, you know, five to go, four to go?
Yeah, I think everybody's been into it this last few weeks, to be honest. You know, we realized we got an opportunity to do something special, and so, you know, the energy's been good.
Appreciate it.
No problem.